It's Thursday, February 26th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. On Monday, CityLink's bus service to Southeast Fort Wayne will change. A dozen lawmakers are sounding the alarm over utility costs. And the Department of Homeland Security is buying warehouses to expand detention capacity, including one in Indianapolis. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. On Monday, CityLink's bus service to Southeast Fort Wayne will change. Officials say they recognize that while the changes can be disruptive, they are necessary to preserve service long-term. CityLink held a series of public meetings, gathered rider feedback, and conducted operational analysis to come up with a plan outlined in a recent release. Changes include retiring Route 5, also known as the Southeast Local, and combining Route 7 and 7A into a single updated Route 7. Expanded coverage will include a new direct connection from Pontiac Street Market to Central Station. CityLink staff will have a pop-up outreach at Central Station the remainder of this week, and representatives and trained volunteers will ride the buses during the first 3 days of service changes to help riders adjust. For a full list of changes and links to the schedules, visit WBOI.org. A dozen lawmakers are sounding the alarm over utility costs. They're asking state regulators for a transparent investigation into why gas and electric bills are jumping this winter. WFYI's Zach Castle reports.
The Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission responded to lawmakers' concerns and will launch a, quote, investigative inquiry into energy affordability. Andy Zay leads the commission. He says part of the commission's job is to balance the cost to customers and the success of utility companies.
That balance feels dramatically out of whack right now for many, many Hoosiers.
The commission will hold a public hearing in March with five investor-owned utility companies. They include AES, CenterPoint Energy, Duke Energy, Indiana Michigan Power Company, and NIPSCO, or Northern Indiana Public Service Company. I'm Zach Castle in Indianapolis.
As the Trump administration ramps up federal immigration enforcement, the New York Times reported that the Department of Homeland Security is buying warehouses to expand detention capacity, including one in Indianapolis. WFYI's Farah Anderson has more.
According to internal Department of Homeland Security documents obtained by the New York Times, there are proposed plans to open a detention facility in Indianapolis that could house up to 8,500 people. The Indianapolis Star reported that Indianapolis Mayor Joe Hogsett has not received any confirmation on these plans from DHS. Governor Mike Braun's office and Immigration and Customs Enforcement did not respond to a request for comment from WFYI. Andre Carson, the U.S. representative for most of the city, condemned the plan on X, writing, quote, "Here's my message to ICE. You're not welcome." I'm Farah Anderson in Indianapolis.
More news in a moment.
My name is Jim Werenberg. I've been a listener and member of public radio for over 40 years. Public radio is important because it gives a broad and balanced view of the world and is a strong supporter of our local news. Please join me and countless others in protecting public radio. Learn how at wboi.org/save.
Here's what to know for today. A new casino could be headed to the Fort Wayne area after lawmakers narrowly passed a bill to approve a new casino license for Northeastern Indiana. In Kokomo, multi-faith leaders held their seventh vigil to oppose ICE detention at Miami Correctional Facility. And Indiana voters will still have the same number of early voting days after a bill that would have reduced days failed to receive a necessary vote. That's Who and What for Thursday, February 26th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbruck. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.